The epistle appointed for today's Sunday, the 14th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Galatians, chapter 5. Brethren, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary one to another, so that you do not the things that you would. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are fornication, uncleanness, immodesty, luxury, idolatry, witchcrafts, enmities, contentions, emulations, wraths, quarrels, dissensions, sects, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I foretell you as I have foretold you, that they who do such things shall not obtain the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is charity, joy, peace, patience, benignity, goodness, longanimity, mildness, faith, modesty, continency, chastity. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified their flesh with the vices and concupiscences. And the gospel appointed for the Mass. Taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 6. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will sustain the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say to you, be not solicitous for your life what you shall eat, nor for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold the birds of the air, for they neither sow, nor do they reap, nor gather into barns, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not you of much more value than they? And which of you by taking thought can add to his stature one cubit? And for raiment, why are you solicitous? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They labor not, neither do they spin. But I say to you that not even Solomon in all of his glory was arrayed as one of these. And if the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast into the oven, God doth so clothe, how much more you, O ye of little faith? Be not solicitous, therefore, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the heathen seek. For your Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. Seek ye, therefore, first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be added unto you. As far as the words of today's Holy Gospel. No man can serve two masters. You cannot serve God and mammon. Which is taken from today's Gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the year 193 A.D., Septimus Severus became Roman emperor. He was born at Leptis on the coast of Africa. He inherited the pagan religion and worshiped the many false gods of the empire. He was also superstitious, relying blindly on the stars to guide his decisions. Although naturally cruel and vengeful, Severus was favorable to Catholics in his early years as emperor. This did not last, however. In the year 202, he forbade under severe penalties the profession of Christianity. This opened the fifth general persecution of the church. Throughout the empire, Christians were interrogated, tortured, and executed. But like others before and after him, the emperor failed to destroy Christianity. In fact, the exact opposite happened. The church prospered. Millions of Catholics were martyred, and millions more converted. A great multitude of souls thus gained heaven and the glorious crown of martyrdom. So Septimus Severus definitely lost that battle with the church. And he will always be remembered for his brutal and bloody persecution. But besides persecuting the faithful, Severus was an energetic ruler with clear political vision. His empire was immense. Besides Europe, it included all the territories surrounding the Mediterranean. Severus visited every province, strengthening the Roman supremacy. We can appreciate the extent of his travels when he realized that he twice visited Mesopotamia, which is modern-day Iraq. And this despite the slow mode of transportation in those days. It would have taken them weeks, perhaps months, to travel that distance by boat and horseback. In the year 211, trouble broke out in Britain. Despite his rheumatic gout, Severus himself went to Britain to restore order. It was there in Great Britain at the city of York that he died. He was considered a great and successful emperor. But as he lay dying and looking back upon his life, he did not consider himself to be successful. He said to those around him, "I was all, and all is useless. Omnia fui, et nihil expedi. I have been all things, and it amounts to nothing." Today's gospel, my dear faithful, is part of the famous Sermon on the Mount. Our Lord taught an important lesson. He said that the things of the world are opposed to the things of God. A man cannot serve two masters. It is impossible to serve God and mammon. Mammon refers to worldly riches. You have heard the saying that money is the root of all evils. Well, that's not true. What is true is that love of money is the root of all evils. Love of worldly things leads to the neglect of the things of God. It is the fact that love of God and love of wealth are opposed to each other. If one be loved, the other must necessarily be neglected. And that's what our Lord told the people. He told them, ignore riches and the things of the world. He told them not even to worry about daily necessities, such as what they would eat or what they would wear. Look at the birds, he told them. They have no cares. They do not plant fields or store up food, and yet God feeds them. And he continued earnestly, you are much more valuable than these birds are. And if your Father in heaven takes care of them, do you think that he will neglect to take care of you? My dear people, we are his own children. Think of that. Our Father is God. And not just a God, like fictional and popular cartoon characters. But he is the only God. And he loves us and cares for us and provides for us. Have you ever stopped to think how much we depend upon him? We depend upon him for absolutely everything. Every breath that we breathe, every beat of our heart, he makes possible. He preserves us in existence. Our Lord says, without me, you can do nothing. And that verse I've always regarded as specifically referring to spiritual things, in that we cannot do a single meritorious deed without a grace of God, and that is true. But I think it's even more extensive than that. For if we understand that God preserves us in existence, we realize that we cannot do a single thing. We can't take a breath. We can't think a thought. We can't blink our eyes without God sustaining us in existence. Our Lord says, you cannot make yourself even one cubit taller. A cubit is an old-fashioned measurement. It refers to the length of a man's forearm. So it's about 18 inches. No matter how hard you try, you cannot make yourself even 18 inches taller. So why do you worry, our Lord says, about food, clothes, worldly things? What our Lord desires of us is that we have an unbounded confidence in our Heavenly Father. Do not worry about what you will eat, drink, or wear. Your Father in heaven knows that you have need of these things, and he will provide them, but on one condition. And that condition, our Lord says, is that you seek first the kingdom of God and his justice. This is the one thing necessary. And if you do this, then God will provide everything else that you need. Do what is most important, Christ is saying. Love God. Serve him in your daily lives. If you do this, then he will take good care of you. For he loves you, knows your needs, and is able to provide. For he is infinitely powerful. But your faithful, the emperor Septimus Severus is an example of a worldly person who did not seek the one thing necessary. He sought worldly things, and he was quite successful in this, according to worldly standards. But as he lay dying, he realized that it was all useless. He realized that everything that he had valued in this world and sought after. Everything he had labored for was emptiness. It was nothing. He was holding nothing in his hands when he was dying. He realized that death would take from him everything that he had loved and valued. It would leave him with nothing spiritually, for he had done no spiritual good. His life was empty. He had not served God, and he thus could not hope for a reward in heaven. Such a death as his is the worst possible thing that could happen to anyone. It is to spare us such a fate, to save us from hell, that Christ gives us today's gospel. Christ wants us to see the big picture. He wants us to see how much is at stake in the way we live our daily lives. He would have us look to heaven and seek the things of God, which alone can bring us true happiness. The world promises much, but it gives only false and empty pleasures. These appeal to the passions, but they cannot satisfy them. They cause only unrest, discouragement, and pangs of conscience. And how unfortunate are those who indulge in sinful things. After a life of disappointed hopes, they have to expect an eternity of sorrow. God, however, deals much more faithfully with his servants. He tells them openly that they must walk the way of self-denial and renunciation, carrying the cross after him. But he supports them and comforts them so that his dominion over their hearts is sweet and even easy. For the smallest work done for love of him, he offers an immense and eternal reward. My dear friends, let us rejoice that we are not servants and slaves of the world, but children of the best of fathers, who rewards not only our deeds, but even our goodwill. Let us be on guard, lest we begin to love the things of the world. Serve God first in all things. Beware of worldliness and things that lead you away from God. Avoid the occasions of sin. Say your daily prayers. Pray the rosary. Pray it as a family, if possible. Many people do not pray or even think of God. Because of this, they lose their souls. St. Alphonsus says that if we neglect to pray, we don't need the devil to lead us to hell. We go there by ourselves, by the very fact that we do not pray. Daily prayer will keep us from forgetting God and from straying from him. And that's why the rosary is so important. Perhaps that's why Our Lady has stressed the rosary so often, so insistently, urging us to pray and sacrifice for the conversion of sinners. The first result of our praying the rosary will be our own salvation. My dear faithful, you must live in the world, but do not be of the world, worldly. In other words, provide for yourselves and your families, be prudent, but do not be inordinately attached to the things of the world. Modern technology, though good in itself, offers much that can distract us and does distract many people from the things that concern our eternal salvation, our prayers, our daily duties, things that God requires us to do and that he will ask us to give an accounting of. If we were to die today, is there anything that we would change in our lives? I think all of us here could answer to one degree or another that we have attachments that we need to break. And I'm not talking about sinful things. I'm talking about material things. Things that preoccupy us, that distract us from seeking first the kingdom of God. Let us therefore ask our Blessed Mother for the grace to serve God as we should. Let's ask her to help us to give up those things or pastimes that keep us from serving God. Do not wait until you are at death's door, like Emperor Septimus Severus, to reveal your life. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and seek it without delay. This is why you are here. This is the purpose of life, to love God, to gain heaven. We all have many goals and ambitions in life, and these are good, as long as they help us to reach our ultimate goal of heaven. Nothing else matters. Love God, serve him. This is the secret to happiness, in this world as well as the next. God wants us to be happy. And that's why he gives us that command in today's gospel. Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and you will receive all other things. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.